All right, welcome everybody to the Perennial Crops 5-minute session. I'm Brent Tolke. I'm the chair of the community currently. My vice chair is Jake Jungers, right there. At the end of the session, we're going to have a community meeting. It's reserved for like 15 minutes, but we actually have this room till the end of the day. So if we want to have a long, drawn-out talk,
Brett,
we could if we want
to. We got other things to
do. But we're not going to, and we do have more important things to do, and we do have to stay on time. And I guess I got another minute to talk before I can hand it over to Vicki. I guess any questions on the 5-minute talk method? Has everybody done this before? Nobody done this before?
This is how we're going to do it.
I'm going to stand up at 4.5 minutes. And then that gives you 30 seconds to finish. Please, please, please don't try to take questions after you're done talking. We're just going to do 5 minutes of talking. We're going to transition to the next speaker as quickly as possible, and we're going to have room for a question and answer after the third talk and at the end.
Okay.
Because we have a missing talk. There was somebody that withdrew.
Oh,
so,
nice.
We're good to go on that. And starting a minute
it's
early,
okay,
I don't believe is a problem, so I'm just going to hand it over to Vicki to
get going.
Get this going, yeah.
Okay. Good morning, and thanks for this opportunity to share with you what Michigan State is doing regarding intermediate wheatgrass. I'm Vicki Marone with the Center for Regional Food Systems, and this work was funded by Cirrus Trust, and we are collaborating with the University of Minnesota, Nicole and Jacob, and we are going to share our work on farm. Oh, excuse me, the Jersey Girls will be imbibing in intermediate wheatgrass hay this coming week at our field day, and we look forward to their impressions of the system. So the Snap Lab at Michigan State has been working with perennials for quite some time. Since about 2010, she had several grad students doing various projects, including Nikhil Jackamer, and doing data collection on photosynthesis, and he still continues this day on perennial grains, this research. And then Sienna Tinsley did a simulation of pasture doing cutting using lawnmowers, so we have some background data to support our work that we're continuing with it on farm. Sienna found that mostly the grains that we see here are more straw than hay. And one would think for a pasture that's a problem, but we'll see in a minute. So we see the fall intermediate wheatgrass uncut, meaning it was never grazed, it's equivalent of, and the intermediate wheatgrass cut produced about 15, 16 tons to the hectare, which is decent, a little bit better than perennial wheat. Now, you say, well, it's straw, so what's the quality for animals? Here we see an IVDMD test, which is an analysis to identify the digestibility for ruminants, and the first graph showing intermediate wheatgrass has about a 42% IVDMD, which is representing the digestibility, whether it's uncut or cut of the intermediate wheatgrass, because we think all the protein level, the digestibility, may be impacted by the cutting, but in fact it wasn't significant. And then, so up to this time, we're working on all these several perennial grains with hopes to have diverse options. But then in 2012, we had a meeting at Michigan State and on perennial grains, and we had representation from all over the Midwest and even beyond. So someone from Australia and China was even there. And so we heard from Lee DeHaan, who is a plant breeder at the Land Institute in Kansas, that in fact he wasn't going to be working on perennial wheat any longer because he found it too unstable. It didn't regrow well after the winter. It didn't. It wasn't even maturation, so that made a problem for the feasibility of on-farm. So with that, we all got on the bandwagon of intermediate wheatgrass. Most of us, anyway. We'll hear about flax, and maybe we've got a new option beyond intermediate wheatgrass, and hopefully a lot of others, too. But with that, we're taking the bull by the horns and working with intermediate wheatgrass, and with this grant, we have the Cirrus Trust-supported work at Randy Hampshire's farm in Kingston, which is northeast of Lower Peninsula of Michigan, and he planted the intermediate wheatgrass into a pre-existing pasture, so there's a lot of intermix of some red clover you see here and here, and it's a very nice mix, and I think for nutrition-wise for animals it'll be good. And so in August he harvested, August 30th, he harvested the wheat, and we found only about 30% of what's needed for economics. So we need 1 ton to the hectare would be feasible, and we only got a 0.3 ton to the hectare. So we still have a ways to go. But this is the first year cut, and we have hope that second year will be better. And you can see that there's products out there to drive us to invest in this. And we will, as you see, the Longroot Ale from Minnesota. It's a wonderful microbrew. I had the honor of tasting last year. And you can make scones and biscuits and less leavened bread, or mix it with annual wheat and get some decent luft to bake breads like this, as well as, of course, the straw or stover. Farmers across the Midwest are embracing this, and you see everywhere from Manitoba to Kansas to New York, they're growing and taking on the challenge and seeing the values of this opportunity. Our challenge still remains. We've got to have a variety that has larger berries. And so you see on the left is the intermediate wheatgrass, 100 grains versus the annual wheat. So we still have challenges, but we still have opportunities with all its wonderful ecosystem services, its wonderful roots that we'll see later on a little bit more. And we do continue the quest to find good things for our cows. Thank you.
Wow, beautiful. 2 seconds left.